This is Augustia. So for my first question for Augustia is can you talk to me about some of the common beliefs you've heard regarding to motivation to finding an industry, and can you talk a little bit about kind of the positives and negative stereotypical motivations regarding finance?
Yeah, so I mean, typically, you hear that it's all about, the money, the power, the prestige, and I think, a big reason most people do it is just because everyone else seems to be doing it. They don't actually understand, the nature of the job, what they're getting into, what they want to do with that long term. Now, I don't think that any of these things, like seeking out, money or power or prestige early in your career is necessarily a bad thing. It's important to do that, right? To cultivate your network early on. But what I do think is sort of problematic is just everyone sort of, falling in line, just applying for finance jobs without really understanding the nature of the role and what they want to get out of it and where they want to be in 5, 10, 15 years. Because and oftentimes it's very, the hours tend to be very long and the job tends to be pretty grueling, and people just assume like this is the thing to do, so they like try to do it, without really understanding like why or what they want to get out of it. I think that's what's really problematic, not necessarily the fact that people are motivated by, finance or the desire to build their network.
Right. But at the same time, do you think that, has a positive spin to it? The fact that, they, do want to be ambitious. They do want to, attain something. Do you think that's part of the positive motivation as
Yeah,
well?
absolutely. I mean, they just see the type of people who go into finance. They tend to be the Renaissance men, right? People who are just good at everything, academics, athletics, socially, right? I mean, it's you get to work with a lot of motivated, ambitious people for sure. And I think your network and your surroundings are a big part in shaping your thoughts. So if you surround yourself with ambitious people, you're gonna do well.
Awesome. Just one more question about kind of motivation. How do you think that kind of relates to people trying to receive finance interviews? Obviously, you talked about that before. A lot of people do it because their friends or their peers are doing it. Can you kind of talk about the relationship between motivation and like trying to pursue finance interviews during, say, on-campus recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, some people like, just sort of like cold apply through, our like Dartmouth Dartboard platform. And like unless they're like ridiculously outstanding candidates, they're met with mixed success. I mean, the people who know what they're doing a little bit will reach out individually to folks at individual firms, schedule networking calls, dig deep, try to understand what the hell it is companies actually do, and those candidates tend to be more successful in the long run.
Awesome. All right, so for the second part, can you talk a little bit about kind of the common beliefs and what you've heard about dress code in regards to finance interviews and the type of behavior you would see during a finance interview?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, for your interview itself, you definitely want to be, in a full blazer, suit and tie, and as formal as possible, good dress shoes. I always like to stand out a little bit. I don't like wearing a black suit. If I wear a black suit, I'll wear like a different color shirt usually, or I just prefer wearing a navy suit most of the time. Other people like do interesting things sometimes. My friend wears this like pink tie. Really helps him stand out in the minds of the interviewers. They go through so many candidates every day. So you want to do something that's a little bit distinctive, but you also want to like overall stay within the guidelines. I think networking events are a little bit looser. People usually just do suit, no tie. Tie's only really there for the actual interview, I'd say.
Okay, awesome. So going back to the dress code, do you think, kind of the type of clothes that you wear would have, what type of impact would you see that on kind of the outcome of the interview?
Well, look, I mean, I think, most the interview is all about like exuding confidence. So you've got to be sharp. I mean, you've got to, you know, be comfortable in whatever you're wearing, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. pretty obvious if you're just kind of awkwardly stumbling around and if the clothes aren't right. I'd say it's more of a prerequisite. It doesn't really help you, but it can hurt you.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. All right. And then one more thing about kind of the behavior during interviews. Like, what type of behavior are kind of exhibited in interviews, and kind of, like, what type of behavior do you want to avoid?
Yeah, so you want to be as, you know, confident as possible. You know, shake people's hands firmly, look them in the eye, you know, and just know your story, your background, your details, you know, and all relevant interview questions cold, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
the less, you know, fumbling, the less, you know, awkwardly hanging around, you know, the less of that, the more successful you'll be.
Okay. And one more thing, what do people generally say about kind of the nonverbal behavior? So you talked a little bit about exuberating mm-hmm. kind of confidence. So can you just elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to make sure you're not, like, twitching all the time. You want to sit still. You know, you want to, I don't know, it's a lot about your posture is also very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be sitting straight, but you also want to be relaxed, right? I mean, you don't want to come off as too rigid, I'd say.
Awesome. All right, so for the third part, we're talking about urban legends regarding successful versus unsuccessful interviews, just in general about kind of what type of stories and folklore you've heard regarding finance interviews and the industry, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I've heard some interesting things. One, I've heard that, you know, if you get a thank you note back from your interviewer, that means you did well. You know, a lot of my friends say that every time they get a thank you note, they move on to the next round of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some pretty, like, zany advice. You know, one forum poster commented that, you know, you should go use the company's restroom prior to your interview, you know, to sort of mark your territory and feel at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, I kind of get that. You know, you just want to be, you know, in the zone, be comfortable. I heard a lot of stories about, you know, what happens to people who lie about other offers they have, or mm-hmm. you know, lie on their resume. People know people everywhere, you know. So, you know, if something stands out, if something is fishy, like, it will be double checked. And you know, you could very likely be blacklisted from the entire industry.
Gotcha. Can you talk a little bit more about unsuccessful interviews, like urban legends, just about unsuccessful interviews?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people say that, like, I don't know about, you know, unsuccessful interviews, but, you know, like, some people say that if you arrive late, you know, you tend to do a little bit better because the interviewers just say that, you know, feel that, like, you're just really calm because, you know, the worst possible outcome has already occurred, and you can mm-hmm. only sort of improve from there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Awesome.